Remember the past, imagine the future. The National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, celebrates 25 years, 1983 to 2008, by Barbara Cheadle. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Barbara Cheadle with Victoria Parson of Georgia. From the editor, Barbara Cheadle is president of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC. This coming July, she will retire from this position, so this is the last time she will be taking primary responsibility for planning NOPBC activities at convention. Here is her final report. How does one imagine the unimaginable? Have you ever looked at a new gadget or piece of technology and wondered how anyone came up with the idea? Did you ever read about some social practice from ancient primitive societies, such as abandoning newborn twins because, so it was believed, they were inhabited by evil spirits, and wondered how people could ever have thought that? It is hard to imagine something new, either a physical thing or different ways of thinking about people or the world around us. At one time it made all the sense in the world to believe that the earth was flat and that evil spirits caused physical and mental illnesses. To suggest otherwise would have invited being thought a fool, or worse, mad. Yet, astonishingly, history clearly demonstrates that the human race has a unique capacity to do this very thing. Imagine the unimaginable. Some of the greatest turning points in history were rooted in those moments, when individuals or even small groups of people glimpsed a vision of something new, something different, something currently beyond their grasp. The unimaginable becomes a reality when an individual or a group of people pursues that vision and makes it come true. Consider Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, Mohandas Gandhi and the Nonviolent Movement to Free India, Raymond Kurzweil and the invention of a reading machine for the blind, and Dr. Jacobus Ten Broeck, who with 15 other blind men and women from 7 states founded the National Federation of the Blind. I do not believe I exaggerate when I say that a turning point in the history of the blind occurred 25 years ago, on July 2, 1983, in Kansas City, Missouri, when parents of blind children made common cause with the organized blind and brought into being what would ultimately be known as the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, a division of the National Federation of the Blind, the NOPBC. From the beginning, the goals were bold and imaginative, the structure and premise new, fresh, and unique. Never before, so far as I know, had a national parents' organization of children with blindness, or any other disability for that matter, chosen to be guided and mentored by an adult organization of the same disability. Our affiliation was not to be a matter of lifeless words on paper, but a living, breathing, growing, and changing relationship, parents and their blind children interacting and partnering with blind adults. On that day, we made the commitment to imagine together with the members of the National Federation of the Blind a society in which our children would be accepted as normal, with all the rights and responsibilities that this implies, and given the same opportunities as all other children to achieve their potential and pursue their dreams. As individual families and as an organization, we hitched our wagon to the star of the National Federation of the Blind, and that decision has made all the difference in the lives of thousands of blind children, some of whom are now young adults. Now, after 25 years, it is time to pause, take stock, reflect, take inspiration from our past successes, and consider what it is that we might imagine for the future. At the 2008 NFB Convention in Dallas, Texas, the NOPBC invites you, and all families and teachers of blind and visually impaired children, to celebrate our 25th anniversary with us as we remember the past, imagine the future. The day of celebration will begin in our usual style on Sunday, June 29th, with workshops, seminars, and activities for every member of the family, blind kids and sighted siblings too. Following a day full of active learning is an evening of relaxation, an informal buffet dinner with our families, kids included, and friends in the NFB, and an upbeat, inspirational, yet fast-paced program highlighting 25 years of accomplishments. And don't overlook your opportunity to be a sponsor. You can honor your special child or student, express your congratulations, or send a brief message about what NOPBC has meant to you for inclusion in the commemorative program. The sponsorship form is available at www.nfb.org/NOPBC. See the convention bulletin at the beginning of this issue for details about how to make room reservations at the convention hotel and how to register for the NFB convention, which is a separate fee from the NOPBC registration and a requirement in order to get convention rates. Of course, as in the past years, the workshops and other activities on Sunday, June 29th are only the beginning of many NOPBC-sponsored activities scheduled throughout the NFB convention. Below is a schedule of events, followed by an NOPBC pre-registration form. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, Sherilyn Creer, Utah, talks with her son Chase. Photo 2, the caption, Derek Williamson, faculty member at Louisiana Tech University, works with a little boy during the 2007 cane walk. NOPBC Schedule of Events. Day 1, Sunday, June 29th. Child care. The NFB offers child care, NFB camp, all day except during lunchtime on Sunday, June 29th, and during other convention sessions throughout the week. Complete information, including fee schedule, age requirements, times available, and so forth, is available elsewhere in this issue. Please note that pre-registration for NFB camp is required. NOPBC fees include dinner tickets to the Sunday night, June 29th anniversary buffet, $25 per adult, $15 per youth, ages 12 and up, and $7 per child, ages 6 through 11. Children ages 5 and under, no charge. Tickets for the buffet dinner may not be available at registration, so please pre-register. Pre-registrations are due June 20, 2008. NOPBC fees, no dinner tickets, $20 per adult, no charge for children and youth accompanied by family members. Teens accompanied by chaperones, $15 per teen. The fee helps cover the cost of workshop materials, the packets and handouts from all NOPBC sessions, AV equipment for our speakers, the cost of our teen hospitality room, and other expenses incurred by the NOPBC at the convention. 8 to 9 a.m. Registration. Those who have pre-registered should pick up name badges, packets, and dinner tickets at this time. 8:30 a.m. NFB camp opens. 9 to 10:30 a.m. Remember the past, imagine the future. General session beginning with NFB President Maurer's famous Kid Talk session. 10:30 to noon. Breakout sessions. 7 concurrent, 90-minute sessions for adults. Children ages 10 and up, accompanied by parent or adult, are invited to participate in these sessions too. 1. Getting Serious About Music Education, a hands-on look at the Braille music code and music software for the blind musician. Instructor, Jennifer Dunham. 2. Getting Serious About Math, a hands-on introduction to the abacus. Instructor, Annie Hartzell. 3. Touch, Sound, Movement, and Little White Canes for the Early Years, Birth through 5. Instructor, Denise Mackenstadt. 4. Games, Think Outside the Box. Learn how to adapt board games and which games are blind-friendly right off the shelf. Instructor, Mary Noelle Chamberlain. 5. Blind and Multiply Disabled, Life After 21. Resources and tips to help parents maximize their multiply impaired children's opportunities for an independent, productive life after they exit the educational system. Instructor, Barbara Schultz. 6. Low Vision, Low Expectations. How you can help your low-vision kid learn to use non-visual techniques and develop positive attitudes to overcome subtle and not-so-subtle messages of low expectations. Instructor, to be announced. 7. What do you do when you meet 2,000 blind people? Is this your first convention, and do you feel a little overwhelmed by all those canes and guide dogs? This session, conducted by blind member Angela Howard, will give you a chance to ask those dumb questions so you can relax, learn, and enjoy. 10:30 to noon, Youth Trek 2008, co-sponsored by the NFB Jernigan Institute. Tonight on David Letterman, Educating the Public About Blindness. Blind and sighted youth get a chance to go onto a mock David Letterman show and explain to the audience what it is like to be blind or to have a blind family member. Coordinator, Mary Jo Thorpe. Noon to 1:45 p.m., lunch on your own. 2 to 4:15 p.m., sessions for children and teens according to age, grade levels. The children in grades K through 8 will have fun with the seminar theme, Remember the Past, Imagine the Future, as they learn more about themselves, blindness, and the skills of blindness through games, art, making Braille books, and other activities. Denver artist Ann Cunningham, in collaboration with the Children's Session Coordinators, will be lending her talents to produce exciting, interactive projects and activities. Children, Grades K through 2, Coordinator Melissa Riccobono. Children, Grades 3 through 5, Coordinator Ronza Othman. Youth, Grades 6 through 8, Coordinator Gail Wagner. Youth Track 2008, co-sponsored by the NFB Jernigan Institute. Training for the NFB American Gladiator. Recreational activities in partnership with the NFB Sports and Recreation Division. Coordinator Mary Jo Thorpe. 2 to 4:10 p.m. Concurrent workshops for parents. Two sessions, 2 to 3 p.m. and 3:15 to 4:15 p.m. Session 1, 2 to 3 p.m. 1. Early Years. Can I Be Your Friend? The Development of Social Skills Begins in the Cradle. Instructor Heather Field. 2. Elementary Years. Technology and Blindness Skills. Like the chicken or the egg question, we have to ask ourselves which comes first. Instructor Kristen Sims. 3. Teen Years. From the mall to college campus, preparing teens to travel in all settings, instructor to be announced. 4. Special Topics, raising the mobility bar for multiply disabled students, instructor Denise Mackenstadt. Session 2, 3:15 to 4:15 p.m. 1. Early Years. Listen, your little one is trying to tell you something. Parents have a lot to do with their children's development of language and communication, instructor Heather Field. 2. Elementary Years. Mobility, making it work in the public school setting. Instructor, Denise Mackenstadt. 3. Teen years, fun, friends, fashions, and fitting in. Instructor to be announced. 4. Special topics, the challenges of homeschooling. Instructor, Brumhilde Merck-Adam. 6 to 7 p.m., family buffet, casual dress, bring the kids. See NOPBC registration information elsewhere in this issue for cost. Please note that tickets must be purchased in advance. 7 to 8 p.m., NOPBC celebrates 25 years. Program with surprise awards, inspirational addresses, and highlights of NOPBC accomplishments. No fees, attendance at dinner not required. 8 to 10 p.m., family hospitality. 8 to 9:30 p.m., teen talks. As in previous years, experienced, sensitive blind leaders are asked to conduct these two talk sessions on the all-important teen topics of dating, relationships with parents, social interactions with peers, and so forth. Moderators are experienced blind adults with extensive experience with children and youth. Parents are not invited. The sessions for boys will be led by Dan Wenzel and the girls by Christine Boone. For boys and girls ages 14 and up. Day 2, Monday, June 30th, 8 to 10:30 p.m., Cane Walk, Session 1. 10 to 12:30 p.m., Cane Walk, Session 2. The Cane Walk is for blind kids, their family members, and teachers. It is sponsored by the NOPBC in partnership with the Institute on Blindness at Louisiana Tech University and the Louisiana Center for the Blind. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Youth Track 2008. 2 to 4 p.m., Demystifying Chemistry with Dr. Andrew Greenberg, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Cary Sapalo, Pennsylvania State University. Come join us as we explore the wonders of the chemical sciences using state-of-the-art tools and techniques designed specifically for laboratory independence for blind and visually impaired students. You will run a series of entertaining and exciting chemical reactions. These safe, hands-on chemistry activities will highlight such topics as acids and bases, solution concentration, and nanotechnology. Included in the presentation will be an introduction from blind chemist Cary Sapalo, a doctoral candidate at the Pennsylvania State University. Participants will be divided into groups according to elementary, middle school, and high school levels, as well as a section for parents. Pre-registration is required for participation. See NOPBC pre-registration elsewhere in this issue. 1 to 4:30 p.m., Teen Hospitality Room. Games, music, and socializing for all teens. Drop in any time. Contact Bridget Daugherty at the hotel for the hotel suite location. 7 to 9 p.m., Dad's Night Out. This is an opportunity for fathers to talk about their kids in an informal, social atmosphere. Blind dads of sighted kids are also welcome to join the group. For location, contact Brad Weathered at the hotel. Day 3, Tuesday, July 1st, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. 11:30 to 12:30 p.m., Youth Track 2008. Teen Meet and Greet with Division Reps. Come learn about the various divisions of the NFB. 12:45 to 4:15 p.m., Teen Hospitality. 1 to 3:30 p.m., NOPBC Annual Meeting and Programs. Keynote address by 2008 NFB Distinguished Educator of Blind Children Award winner and a program with continued highlights from the 25th anniversary celebration. A brief business meeting with the election of officers and board members to follow. 4 to 5:30 p.m., Parent Power Workshop. Moderator Barbara Matthews. An NOPBC workshop about expanding and strengthening state and local parent groups, fundraising, developing programs, and recruiting members. 5:30 to 7 p.m., Braille Book Flea Market and Reunion for Braille Readers Are Leaders. 7 p.m., Books on Time, Mobilizing the Troops for Action. Despite considerable efforts over the past 10 years, blind children still begin the first day of school without their books. Now is the time to educate and mobilize a force of advocates at the grassroots who will help us overcome this injustice. The session will cover how the law is supposed to work, how to assist families in navigating the complaint process, how to create change at the local level, and how to assist the NFB National Office in tracking the problems with timely, accessible textbooks. More specific details will be available in the coming months about the exact time, location, and agenda for this important training seminar. Day 4, Wednesday, July 2nd, 7 to 9 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. Lunch Break, Teen Hospitality. 7 to 10 p.m., Youth Track 2008, Teen Dance. Want to go to a dance with your kind of music? Come get your groove on with other teens at the NFB Youth Track Dance. Teens 14 through 18 are invited. Music will include Top 40, hip-hop, R&B, and even country. There will also be games and time to chat. 6:30 to 10 p.m., concurrent workshops for parents. Two sessions, 6:30 to 8 p.m. and 8:30 to 10 p.m. Session 1, 6:30 to 8 p.m. 1. all about your child's IEP. Annie Hartzell, teacher of the visually impaired, and Denise Colton, parent of a blind child. Hartzell also served on a committee that developed state educational standards for Braille students in California. Hartzell will review the basic principles of how to write an IEP, provide tips on being an effective advocate in the IEP meeting, and so forth. 2. Drop in, play and learn with Heather Field. Parents of infants and toddlers, ages 0 through 5, are invited to bring their kids to this hands-on interactive session with Heather Field. Heather will answer questions, demonstrate toys and activities to encourage development and age-appropriate behavior. 3. Letting your child's wild side out. Join us as we explore how young blind children can enjoy fun, age-appropriate activities like surfing, skiing, snowboarding, gymnastics, frisbee, rollerblading, and much more. Both presenters will use PowerPoint presentations with pictures and video of their blind children engaging in all of the above activities. Warning: while supervised children of all ages are encouraged to attend, be prepared for the consequences. They may very well ask you when they can try these activities too. Led by Dr. Eric Vasiliauskas and Grace Tisserino Sato. Session 2, 8:30 to 10 p.m. 1. All about your child's IEP. Repeat session. 2. Good educational programs are built on good evaluations. This session will help parents and teachers learn to identify the elements of good assessments. The workshop will identify sources of assessments, how to develop and evaluate teacher-made assessments, and strategies for identifying sources of independent evaluations. A panel of instructors to include Dr. Ruby Riles, Carol Castellano, and others. 8:30 to 10:15 p.m. Hobbies, crafts, and games. Supervised arts and crafts activities for children ages 6 through 12. You want to go to an NOPBC workshop, but you have kids who are almost too old for a babysitter, but maybe not old enough to stay by themselves, so what do? Bring them here for an evening of hobbies and crafts. Note: this is a program for the children of parents who are attending NFB workshops within the hotel. It is not a child care service. In addition, parents are welcome to come with their child and do an activity together, coordinated by Heather Fields. Day 5, Thursday, July 3rd. Time: to be announced. Scout Open House. Come learn about scouting from representatives with Boy Scouts of America and Blind Federation Scouts. More information forthcoming. 1 to 3 p.m. Come talk to Barbara Cheadle about the development of the Parent Outreach Department of the Jernigan Institute. 1:45 to 6:15 p.m. Teen Hospitality. 8 to 10:30 p.m. Astronomy and the Invisible Sky. Come participate in hands-on activities to see what a night under the stars is all about. Weather permitting, we will also have an outside star party, led by Noreen Grice of You Can Do Astronomy, LLC, in the Museum of Science, Boston. Kids of all ages, including blind adults and friends in the Federation, are welcome to attend. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Day 6, Friday, July 4th. Lunch Break, Teen Hospitality, NFB Banquet. Along with other NFB divisions, NOPBC will announce the much-sought-after 50-50 raffle drawing. Day 7, Saturday, July 5th, NFB General Session. During the session, NOPBC will announce contributions to the White Cane Fund, Ten Brook Fund, Kenneth Jernigan Memorial Fund, and Imagination Fund. NOPBC 2008 Seminar Registration. Mail to Sandy Tabota, NOPBC Registration, 6960 South Fieldgate Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70808-5455. NOPBC Conference Fees. NOPBC fees, including dinner tickets to the Sunday night, June 29th Anniversary Buffet, $25 per adult, $15 per youth, ages 12 and up, and $7 per child, ages 6 through 11, ages 5 and under, free. Tickets for the buffet dinner may not be available at registration, so please pre-register. NOPBC fees, no dinner tickets, $20 per adult, no charge for children and youth accompanied by family members. Teens accompanied by chaperones, $15 per teen. Fee enclosed. Make checks payable to NOPBC, blank dollars. You can either register for specific workshops online at www.nfb.org/NOPBC or request a hard copy registration form. Please check your choice, online, send hard copy. Adult names. Please include first and last names of each adult and check relationship or interest in the NOPBC. Parent, relative, professional, blind parent, chaperone for teens, other. Address, city, state, zip code, telephone numbers, email address. Do you already receive future reflections, yes or no? Are you a member of your state POBC chapter, yes or no? Is this your first NFB convention, yes or no? Please list names, first and last, birth dates, and grades of all children attending the convention with you. Please include a brief description of the child's vision and any additional disabilities. Name, birth date, grade, vision, other,